Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed and happy 2020, happy new year. We've made it. We've all been talking about the new decade, the new year, and it's finally here. I don't know about you, but it kind of came really fast. It was a surprise. There's a lot of things I wanted to do before the end of the year and I did get them done, but it felt like a rush because like Christmas happened so fast and then New Year happened so fast, and before we know it, we're already almost a week into the new year, and that's just, that baffles my mind. But anyway, today I want to talk about 8 things that you can do to start your year off right. 8 things that you need to do in January to ensure that you're setting the tone for 2020, getting off on the right foot, and basically feeling like a productive, organized, happy, healthy human being. So the first one is to do a big declutter and clean. So this is something that you probably did in December to get ready for the new year. That's something that I wanted to do but kind of ran out of time. But it's something that we should always do. And I think it's kind of very symbolic to do it at the start of the year to ensure that you're clearing out your space and welcoming new things into your life, new experiences, new beginnings. A declutter is always a good thing. It's something that means that you're not attached to material things. You're not just accumulating possessions that you don't even need, that the things in your life are there because you're actually attached to them for the right reasons. You actually need them, you actually want them. So you can do it to the Marie Kondo life-changing magic of tidying up level, which is where you get all your stuff out of your wardrobes, your desk drawers, whatever, and you ask yourself if it sparks joy, if it's needed, and if it is, you keep it. If it's not, then you get rid of it and you organize it neatly, make sure everything has a space and it looks beautiful. Or you can just, you know, generally have a less extreme version of that, but it's up to you. But I've done that recently. Not gonna lie, I work in a clothing store right now, so naturally I've bought a lot of clothes because I can get discounts and it's a cheap shop anyway, so I've got a lot of nice stuff for a really low price, and it kind of feels like I've been bargain hunting. But I vowed to not buy any more clothes in January anyway. But naturally, with all the new stuff that I've brought in, I've gone through all my old stuff and asked myself if I even want that stuff anymore. And some of it I've got rid of. Some of it I've kind of upcycled. Is that what it's called? Where you like repurpose your stuff to make it look better, look different. I've done that with some of the stuff as well. But either way, I am very aware of how much I've spent and I'm aware of how much I've bought, and I don't want to be the kind of person who buys without that awareness, because that's a real negative thing to do. I want to ensure that my space and the clothes that I wear, the items that I own, are there for a reason. So before I do buy, I kind of ask myself, have I got anything else like this? Am I buying this just because it's pretty, just because it's cheap, or do I actually want it? Is it actually important? Do I actually need it? Right? And yes, some people have more money than me, so perhaps they can afford more things, but I believe that it's just important to be intentional about your purchases, basically. So that's something to do in general, and it's important to declutter your space to ensure that what you have is what you need. And of course, when you've decluttered, you need to clean as well. Having a nice clean space for the start of the year and trying to maintain that as well throughout the month is really important. It means that you care for your space, and people don't think about how much their space, their environment, affects them. But they say that a messy space is reflective of a messy mind. So if you keep your space organized and clean and tidy, then you are going to feel a lot more organized, clean and tidy. Your head is going to be clearer. I truly believe that. So be mindful of what your space looks like, what's in your space, whether you can keep it clean and tidy by setting yourself a little routine. Michelle B on YouTube, she has this thing called, I think it's 20 minute cleans. So she just sets a 20 minute timer and she just cleans up whatever she can in 20 minutes. And 20 minutes isn't a long time. You can set 10 minutes or half an hour or whatever you want, but getting a little bit of cleaning done every day for a certain amount of time and having a timer on really ensures that your space is clean and tidy without you even having to force it or do a massive clean. A little bit here and there really does go a long way. So this brings me on to my next point, which is number 2, and that is to revamp your space. So my mum has decided that she wanted to take the wallpaper down in the living room and put up new wallpaper. She's a little woman with arthritis, so she couldn't do it herself, and so me and my partner did it for her. And it was really great to do that. At first I was like, I don't know how to put up wallpaper, I don't want to do this, I can't be bothered. But then when we did it and we got into it, I felt a sense of accomplishment to have done that myself to have put the work in with my partner to work as a team, we had this sense of accomplishment, and it's really great, and we did it well. And that's really important, to have that sense of accomplishment early on in the year, and also to revamp your space, to make things look new, feels really good for you. It feels like you're moving forwards. It feels like you're starting fresh. It's kind of like clearing the calendar and starting again, you know what I mean? That's what the new year's all about. And so doing that with your space has a real cleansing effect on your mind and your headspace as well. So you're going to the new year feeling like, yes, we're starting with a clean slate, and we're going forwards, and we have this fresh, revitalized space, and you will feel fresh and revitalized too. Number three is to meet with people that you love. So you probably met with a lot of your family and friends in December anyway, around Christmas time, but it's also important, I think, to do that in January, to ensure that you're starting the year with the right people, with the people who make you feel good, to let them know that they're important to you, that you didn't meet up with them just because it was Christmas, that, you know, you love them, you want to see them, and so you're going to make the effort to see them even for a short period of time again in January. This sets the tone of trying to foster good relationships with people, to show people that they mean something to you, to have positive social health, to have positive social relationships. And so this doesn't mean just meeting up with people just because. It doesn't mean spending a lot of money just because. It doesn't mean, you know, texting everybody on your list just because you need to see somebody. No, it means reaching out to the important people, the people you really, truly love, and to express that, spend some time with them, to be wholly there with them, to be present in that moment, and to have like your undivided attention on them and what you're doing together, and to really appreciate and be grateful for the people that you have. So number four is to set and start, or even complete, a goal. So people obviously generally tend to set goals in the new year anyway, and I think it's important to get off straight away with those goals. So not wait until further on in the year when you're bound to forget. Instead, it's good to start straight away. Some people even start in December, November, which is brilliant, and I encourage you to do that as well. So if there are some goals you had in mind for the new year, get started on them right away. If you say you want to start traveling, you want to travel more, then why not book a holiday, book a trip straight away in January? Obviously, it depends on your financial situation, but it's something that you can get started with. Even if it means not booking it, but maybe researching the places that you want to go and getting a list together, you know, getting all the information down so that when you do have the money, you can just book it and you can just go because you already know what you want to do and where you want to go. Maybe it's to read a certain amount of books. So I just fell short of my 24 books in a year goal last year. I think I read 22, so I was literally two off, which is really annoying. But I did go through a bit of a slump in the spring where I kept starting books and not finishing them because I wasn't enjoying them, so that kind of set me back. But I know that I want to do 24 books this year. I want to definitely make sure that happens. I have no reason for it not to happen unless, you know, again, I fall into a slump. And so I've started straight away. I finished the last book of last year right on the 31st of December. And then I started a new book right on the 1st of January. And so that's what you need to do as well. If you want to read more books, then why are you waiting? Get started on a book right now. Force yourself to use your time wisely. So I've stopped using social media. I've deleted all the apps off my phone. The only way I'll use them is on my laptop when I'm sharing my content. Hopefully I'll keep that up. It's been really refreshing so far. So when I do have a period of time where I've got nothing to do, or, you know, I want to just relax a little bit, then instead of going on social media, which would usually be my go-to distraction, I have no other choice but to pick up a book or to read something on my phone. So I've got like a poetry and short stories app on my phone, so I read those things as well. So I'm putting the right information into my mind. I'm using my time effectively to hope that I reach the goals that I've set for myself this year. So basically, this point is all about setting and starting your goals straight away. Stop waiting, stop procrastinating. If you're not going to do it today, then what makes you think you're going to do it tomorrow? Get it done. Start now. The best time is always now. Number five is to start as you mean to go on. So this kind of follows on from the point before. Whatever it is that you want to do this year, whatever you want to manifest for yourself this year, whatever you want your whole life to be like, this whole decade to be like, start as you mean to go on. So make January be your best self, your best life, your best month. And then with that start, you will help yourself continue to be like that. Instead of saying that in 2-3 years I want to do something, do it now. Start as you mean to go on. Even if it's only taking a small step, even if you don't feel quite ready, people often say that you achieve more when you start something before you're ready, because oftentimes you don't really know that you're ready to do something until you do it. And so start as you mean to go on. If there's something that you want to be, if there's something that you want to do, there's somebody that you want to talk to, you want to meet with, you want to whatever, get started now. Start the year as you mean to go on. Start the decade as you mean to go on. Set the right tone straight away. Be the person you want to be. Number 6 is to contemplate the coming decade. So I know a lot of people have been doing this anyway. We've been thinking about what the last 10 years have been because it's a new decade now. But it's interesting to think about what the next decade is going to be. So obviously everyone's at different stages, different ages in their lives, different walks. And so what they want to manifest for the next 10 years is going to be different to what I want to manifest for the next 10 years. And 10 years is a long amount of time. It's a lot that you can do in 10 years. Like, I'm sure when you looked back on your past 10 years, you realised there was a lot that you did. And so there's a lot that you can still do. And I think that it's just interesting in January, with the start of the year, with the start of the decade, to think about what that will mean for you, what the ideal 10 years will be like for you. Now, this is not about setting goals for 10 years, because that's just too long amount of time. This is not about setting pressure on yourself or anything like that, but it's just about living an intentional life and being sure of who you want to be and what you want to do, being aware of whether you're taking steps towards that or not. So for me, within 10 years, I'm 24 now and I'll be 34 at the end of the 10 years. So between that time, I'm very sure of what I want to do. I want to be a published author. I want to be making a living that way. I want to own my own house. I want to live with my partner. I'll probably have our first child, probably 2 children. We'll probably be married. And we'll have travelled to hopefully a lot of places in that time as well. So my 10 years, there's a lot that I want to do, and it's all really important stuff. It's all really high pressure, high stakes stuff. But it's all stuff that is totally doable in 10 years. And if I do well and I keep focused, then I can do them. There's no reason why I shouldn't. And knowing that helps me to feel good about my future, helps me to feel like I'm sure of where I'm heading, you know? It just basically sets a North Star for you, because a year sometimes feels like it's not enough time. And 10 years, it feels like too much time. But to be sure of at least a far off future that looks and feels good can kind of settle us in a way, and can help guide what we do now. It can help calm us down. It can help us feel like we can breathe and hope that the future is going to be good. At least that is for me anyway. So number 7 is taking steps towards better health. So January usually has at least one person that you know who sets the goal of wanting to lose weight or wanting to run a marathon or something like that. And that's all well and good. You should do that if that's something that resonates with you. But I mean taking steps towards health in a broad sense. So whichever area of your health that you feel like you need to take steps towards. So if it's physical health, then yeah, great, go ahead. If it's the second obvious one, which is mental health, then yes, go ahead. But don't forget about things like your social health, your spiritual health, your emotional health, the areas of health that all coincide and link together. Because I believe that there are so many different elements to health than what we're told, you know, in school and stuff. Our health can mean a lot of things, or a lot of things that can affect our health. And I know for me that my social health has got better since working at a job, because I see people every day. I work with people every day. I've made friends that I now work with. I know that I've got friends that I can meet up with if I want to. I live with my partner and my mum and my sister, so I see them all the time. My social health is getting a lot better, but also I know that my emotional health isn't that great, and my mental health has declined a little bit. And my physical health is actually getting better again, because I'm working every day, I'm on my feet every day. That's helped me to lose weight. It's helped me to keep a bit fit. But I would also like to, when the weather gets a bit better, I'm not going to lie, I'm waiting on the weather, I would like to start jogging again. So at least in my mind, and I'm taking steps towards better health. I'm trying to journal more freely rather than just like, this is what I did today. I'm analysing my feelings. I'm getting my feelings out a bit more. I'm reflecting in more of a poetic way as well, because obviously I am trying to improve my craft a bit more. So I'm allowing that part of me to come out, and that's helping me as well. I'm trying to keep fit and positive. I'm trying to speak to my partner more openly about anything and everything, and these things help with my mental and emotional health. So they're things that I'm taking steps towards straight away in January, and I think that you should do that too. Your health is always going to be the most important thing in your life. It comes first, and so taking steps towards better health in all areas in January sets the right tone that you need for a happy, healthy life. So the last one is number 8, and that is just to have fun. So January doesn't have to be all about goals, all about bettering yourself, all about, you know, putting this pressure and stress on yourself. It can be about fun, and it should be about fun. As I said earlier, you should start as you mean to go on. And I don't know about you, but I intend to have fun in my life, have fun in 2020. When you're having fun doing what you're doing, you're more likely to keep it up. So if you have set goals, like, you know, you want to run or whatever, you want to lose weight, then why not do it in a fun way so that you can enjoy it when you're doing it? You can look forward to doing it. Have friends that you do it with. You know, if you want to read more books, you don't have to read books that you find boring or books that you find hard. There are books that are entertaining, and you are allowed to read those books. Don't let anybody tell you that they're lesser books. If you enjoy it, read it, because reading, whatever you are reading, reading as a whole improves you. It's good for you. So do it. Read whatever you want to. So whatever you're doing, make sure it's fun. Make sure it has the element of leisure, that element of excitement. Bring that into your life and you're going to enjoy your life more. You're going to enjoy the tasks more. You're going to enjoy the people that you're with more. And you're going to have better success in what you're doing. I believe that to my core. So make January successful and goal-oriented and, you know, freshness, newness, decluttering, health-based, meeting up with people you love, but also do it with that element of fun. Ensure that you're enjoying this month. It doesn't have to be a scary month. It doesn't have to be a sad month. You don't have to face the January blues. Instead, you can have fun this month and next month and the month after. You're in control of that. And I hope that it is a good month for you and that you do have fun. So that's it. That's the 8 things that will help you to set off your year right. They were to declutter and clean, to revamp your space, to meet with people that you love, to set and start or complete a goal, to start as you mean to go on, to contemplate the coming decade, to take steps towards better health, and to have fun. So do those things, guys. Set the right tone for your January. Set the right tone for your year. Take care, guys. Bye.